In Northwest news from KPLU, negotiations continue between the Seahawks and quarterback Russell Wilson over extending his contract. Wilson has led the team to 3 playoffs and 2 Super Bowls during his first 3 years in Seattle. But sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that giving Wilson what many fans feel he deserves is easier said than done.
Art, the pot was stirred this week with the contract extension signed by Miami Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill, 4 years, $77 million in new money. He was in the same draft class as Russell Wilson, but he was taken in the first round, Wilson in the third.
The 2012 draft class was loaded with quarterback talent. The Indianapolis Colts took Andrew Luck with the first pick. Robert Griffin III was taken second by the Washington Redskins. And then Tannehill was taken 8th by the Dolphins. Wilson did not show up until the 3rd round, as we all know. And the issue that I want to make clear, Russell Wilson will be playing in 2015 for the Seattle Seahawks because he still is under contract for the 4th and final year. It is NFL custom to try to renegotiate a long-term extension for worthy players at the end of the 3rd year. So worry not about Wilson departing after this season. He will be in uniform. The question is, where will his mind be when he starts at quarterback in 2015?
So the bar has been raised in Wilson's quest for more money, right?
I think so, because Tannehill has done almost nothing. He hasn't made the playoffs. The Dolphins are 25-25 under his command. And Tannehill, as a relatively ordinary quarterback, is getting very large coin, although it's about the base level that the rumors have had the Seahawks' initial offer, around $80 million for 4 years. So if Tannehill is worth $77 for being ordinary, what might Russell's deal be worth? And to buttress that point, there was a tweet this week that quoted the agent for Tannehill, who said he'd gotten a call from Seahawks general manager John Schneider. Schneider said, "Thanks, you just cost me a lot of money." Humorous, but nevertheless telling, if true, because now the Seahawks are in the sweats that they have to really come up with some big coin if they want to give that long-term extension to Russell, which I think he deserves.
And fans might think that as well. And so what's the holdup with the Seahawks? They have other things to think about.
Yes, they do. It's the salary cap. The issue is that the Seahawks have to distribute as much money as possible to as many players as possible under the cap so that they can retain that Super Bowl caliber quality team. That's hard to do when you're dedicating $20 million or more to one player. It's clear that Russell Wilson wants to be the best paid player in the game, and that currently is Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for Green Bay, who's making $22 million a year. So somewhere around that $20 to $22 million mark is what they want to hit. The Seahawks have to decide whether it's worth the risk this season to give him that much money.
And there is a risk involved.
There is a risk of injury to Russell, because if he gets a very serious injury, he may never see the big money again that the Seahawks are offering now. And the other subtle part of this is, how does Russell operate in that season when risk of injury is paramount? That's going to be a part of Wilson's mental makeup that's going to have to be taken into consideration. Will he play as hard and as well, knowing the risk of injury could compromise his future?
If something gets resolved before the season starts, when might that happen?
The Seahawks' aspiration is to get it done by the start of training camp, which is July 31st. So that's plenty of time to still negotiate. It's a difficult road. But if they can clear Russell's mind and the fans' mind before July 31st, I think a lot of people would be happy.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.